Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
70818.
You might have your first and last name.
June E. Terrio.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
13748 Lovett, L-O-V-E-T-T Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 70818.
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan.
A what?
I do see here you have this meal plan.
I don't have any kind of plan with you. What is this for?
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so basically it's a health and fitness app designed to fuel your journey to a healthier lifestyle. Now, you could have paid $1 to find
out. Look, this is a fraudulent charge, and I want that taken off my account.
Okay, well, you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapod, PS5,
Dyson. Can order anything like that.
Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Well, I don't want it. I didn't order it, and it's a fraudulent charge, and I'm going to call my credit card company if you don't immediately take it off my account.
Okay, would you like for me to transfer you over to that fraud department due to you stating that you never placed this order?
I certainly will, yes.
Okay, will you verify your email for me?
jthari@aol.com.
Will you verify that phone number?
I beg your pardon?
And will you verify your phone number?
225-261-3218.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order?
Absolutely not.
Then I can go ahead and go through with that fraud investigation.
So how do we go about doing this?
Okay,
I never
just
received.
One moment.
I never made this charge, and I want it taken off my account.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so you don't want to go. So you're saying you don't want to go through with the fraud?
Well, I don't care what you do, just so you get it off my account.
Okay, just bear with me one moment. Okay, so I did. So what I can do for you, I can offer you a $35 refund.
All right. Go ahead, and there'll be no further charges?
That's correct.
All right, that's the only charge that you made to my account? Is it $49.89?
You was billed that amount November as well.
Well, I want that taken off, yes.
Just hold one moment. Okay, so I did go ahead and fully refund. Refund the $49.89, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, what about the November? You said that was one in November.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, what I can do for November is offer a $35 refund.
All right, so what is the total refund you're making to my account?
Okay, so you're going to be fully refunded that $49.89, and then you're going to have a $35 refund off the November charge.
All right. I've had all these fraudulent charges made. I've had to change my credit card. So that's $49.89, and you said $35?
That's correct.
So a total of $84.89?
That's correct.
Okay. And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny?
Yes, ma'am. And just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the refunds will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have that confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay.
That will be C for Charlie. 9202.
Okay.
Just hold one moment. And then 2936.
Okay.
68.
Now that's the confirmation number?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm speaking with Destiny.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else that I may help you with today?
Well, I hope not. I'm telling you, this has been a nightmare because, like I say, I did not make these charges. I've had one was for $795, so I had to cancel my credit card. But I guess when you show that, that'll go directly to my new card. I'm not going to give you my card number because I didn't give anybody my card number to begin with. So I don't know.
Okay, well, have you already disputed the charge with your bank? Or are you saying you just kept...
I don't think so. I mean, they sent me a new card because there were so many, but I don't think those were on there. And I tried to call them this morning to see which... See, it was on my last statement, the statement that will be provided this month, not... So there hasn't been one for January, right?
That's correct. Okay, well, let's see. Wait, that's correct. Just November and December.
Okay, because see, that's what I'm saying. I have not received my January one. So if you made one in January, it's not on here. But you're saying you did not make a charge in January. Is that correct?
You wasn't billed anything in January? You have been fully refunded for December, and you have a $35 refund for November.
Okay, that puts us straight then. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.